The Old Testament reading for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is from Isaiah chapter 55. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
4 weeks and 3 chapters of Matthew ago, we heard Jesus' invitation, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Old Testament reading today from Isaiah calls these words to mind as the Lord God issues a very similar invitation through the prophet. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. That sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Getting your food and drink without having to spend any money? With grocery prices up around 25% on average over the past 30 months, what wouldn't that do for your monthly budget? Free food, free water and wine and milk. That's what the Lord had Isaiah proclaim. No payment required, no quid pro quo of any kind. The Lord has an abundant supply ready and waiting to satisfy your hunger and quench your thirst. You would think a gracious invitation like this would have people flocking to the Lord, eager to receive what they so much need, what He so much wants to give, wouldn't you? It would be sort of like what happened at Union Square in New York on Friday, in response to a promise of free video game consoles. But that's not how people respond to the Lord's offer and promise. That's clear from the question with which Isaiah continued. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Why would a starving man waste his money on something he can't eat? Why would he expend his efforts on things that don't address his urgent need? I suppose the answer would have to be that he's gone out of his mind, that he's somehow delirious, that he doesn't realize just how desperate his situation is. Of course, what God is talking about here through his prophet isn't really water or bread or wine or milk, is it? The Lord uses food and drink here to teach about the kingdom of heaven, about his gracious reign. That comes into focus as we recall the words Jesus quoted from Deuteronomy when the devil tempted him to command stones to become loaves of bread. It is written, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. But this puts a bit of an edge on the Lord's question, why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? If it is by God's word that man lives, if your life is sustained by all that he has spoken, how are you doing nutritionally? You don't have to follow the news very diligently to come across stories about the problem of obesity in our nation. There's a broad consensus that Americans, as a rule, are taking in far more calories than they should. I dare say, though, that if God's word is that by which we live, none of us is at risk for spiritual obesity, if such a thing existed. Consider, do you consume God's word in enormous portions? Do you snack on God's word whenever you have a spare moment? Do you find that you can't be satisfied with just one piece of God's word, and you end up finishing far more than you thought you were going to? In explaining the third commandment, Luther writes, we should fear and love God, so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. In the second section of the catechism, after the six chief parts, Luther teaches a pattern of daily prayers that includes reciting the creed and praying the Lord's Prayer on waking and before going to bed, and also praying the Lord's Prayer and a meal prayer before and after every meal of the day. Thus he encourages frequent and rich feasting on God's word. The Lord asks, why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Without the metaphor, he might ask us, why do you spend so much time on things that don't nourish you spiritually? Recreational activities and television, extreme hours at work. Why are you so busy with activities that have no lasting value? when your engagement with them comes at the expense of your reading and meditating on my word. My word, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Do you remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus and how it ends? In torment in Hades, the rich man says, I beg you, Father Abraham, to send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And the rich man said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. And Abraham said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. God's word, Moses and the prophets, and today we would add the evangelists and the apostles, God's word provides the law we need to show us our sin, and also the precious gospel, which is the power of God for salvation to all who believe, which actually gives and conveys pardon and forgiveness Christ won for you on the cross. This is the one thing needful because it gives you Jesus. The Lord continued through Isaiah, listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. Come to Jesus and learn from him. Listen diligently and eat what is good. Delight yourself in the rich food of his word. Hear him that your soul may live. When the crowds followed Jesus as he crossed the lake and were waiting for him as he came ashore, his heart went out to them and he freely met their every need. Matthew tells us that he had compassion on the crowd and healed their sick. We know from St. Mark that he also taught them many things. Then, as it was growing late, he commanded his disciples to give the crowd something to eat. They thought it impossible, but Jesus took the meager food available to them, just 5 loaves and 2 fish, gave thanks to God, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, who gave them to the crowds. And Matthew reports they all ate and were satisfied. That's the way it is with Jesus. He sees your need, your failure to love and trust in God, to gladly receive his word and treasure it, and in compassion he provides for you. By his word he points out your failures so that you will recognize your need, so that you will hunger and thirst for righteousness. And then when you know that hunger, he opens the floodgates and pours out his perfect obedience for you. He washed you clean with his word in the waters of holy baptism. By baptism, he has made you a beloved child of God in whom he is well pleased. He richly and daily forgives you your sins, as through contrition and repentance, he drowns your sinful nature and raises you up a new person, day by day righteous and pure in his sight. By his word of absolution, he forgives you. His declaration makes you innocent through forgiveness. With his body and blood, the price that he paid for your redemption, He unites himself to you in the supper, overflowing his holiness and righteousness into your life, making you what you could never be, perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And all of this, every spiritual treasure, along with every blessing of life, comes to you freely as a gift. He doesn't accept any money for it, charges you no price whatsoever, because Jesus paid for it, for you, out of love, on the cross, with his own holy precious blood, and his innocent suffering and death. He did it so that you could, so that you would be his own, so that you could live under him in his kingdom, so that it would be possible for you to serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. So then, listen diligently to him, and thus eat what is good. Delight yourself in the rich food of his word and absolution and body and blood. Incline your ear and come to him. Hear that your soul may live. For he has loved you with an everlasting love. And in him, all things will be yours. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.